The big story of the day, the U.S. economy losing jobs in September for the first time since 2010. The economy lost 33,000 jobs. The unemployment rate, meantime, fell to a new post-crisis low of 4.2%. This report is putting Wall Street's record-breaking rally on hold, at least for now. For a deeper dive on these numbers, we're joined by Yahoo Finance's Miles Udlin and Justine Underhill. So, guys, you had a chance to parse through this report. First off, how's the market reacting so far?
It's a little bit muted, and, you know, stocks are down a little bit. But we're seeing the bond market take this report, I'd say, fairly seriously, considering the distortions that are very obvious in the headline number, the way the hurricane impacted this report. The bond market is mostly looking at that wages number and saying the economy and the labor market continue to strengthen. It means it's, you know, just as likely as it was yesterday. The Fed will raise rates in December. So really the big story is that despite a couple of weird numbers, the market is looking at this report and saying, you know, we think the economy is about where we thought it was yesterday.
So, Justine, was it really all about the hurricanes that had that impact, this negative number we're seeing?
Yeah, the BLS said that the hurricanes were a huge impact. I would say that this payrolls number, though, this headline number, is pretty much a head fake because everything else in the report was very strong. We had unemployment fall to the post-crisis low.
Right.
We also had wage growth go up, and it was revised higher in August as well to 2.7%. That's important. Mm-hmm. And then also labor force participation rate increased to 63%. So overall, this is pretty good news.
So wage growth is showing an increase, labor participation showing an increase. So you just said it a minute ago. You believe it's pretty much a likely done deal that the Fed's going to hike rates in December.